This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm all the way in on Bo Nix. Did the Broncos reach at 12, Brian? I'm scared.
Every single person who drafted reached. There is no guarantees. There's no guarantee. They could have drafted a bust. He could end up sucking. You don't know. You got to see what's there. Bo Nix, look, I got no problem with the pick. We needed a quarterback. He was certainly. Who was better than him who was left?
I'm not saying that there was anybody who is better than Bo Nix available.
And we don't even know if those other guys who were drafted are going to end up being better than him.
There were better players out there available, just not at the quarterback position. And this goes back to what we talked about. Do you draft the best prospect available, you know, the most talented, or versus, you know, the most needed for the team? And when you've got a Broncos team that needs a little bit of everything, where do you go? They decide to go with Bo Nix. I trust Sean Payton, and that's the only thing that's putting me, giving me a little bit of comfort, is that I do trust that Sean Payton knows what he's doing with the quarterback position. It still feels like a reach at number 12 to take the sixth best quarterback in this draft.
According to who?
With the five teams ahead of him that took quarterbacks?
Everybody's got their own rankings of where they've got somebody. And even if you did have them six, I think everybody knew there were what people felt were six potential starting quarterbacks coming out of there.
Yeah, but at number 12? Like, you couldn't have worked that. I mean, you saw what the Vikings did to, and I get it, they moved up a spot, and the haul was not that bad. Like, as a Vikings fan, you're not worried about that. Would they give up a fourth and a fifth, or a fifth and a sixth, and swap to the
fourth
picks?
Fourth and fifth, yeah.
Fourth and fifth. That's not, you're not worried about that, losing a fourth and a fifth. There's no way the Broncos could have got back up in the late half of that first round and got Bo Nix and Brock Bowers. I just feel like there was possibly a way where you could have had your cake and ate it too.
Are you ever satisfied?
Yeah, I would have been more satisfied with
what would have
with
made
Brock
you
Bowers.
Happy?
Brock
and
Bowers.
Then what would you feel about the quarterback?
Roll with Zach Wilson.
Why?
I don't believe that
what
a guy that was the
you,
number two overall pick.
Why would you roll with somebody who has proven themselves to be ineffective,
dude,
and bad?
The Jets are horrible. The organization.
They were horrible because they had nobody who could play quarterback.
They didn't.
The rest of their squad was a decent team.
Name a Jets receiver.
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. They don't have any
but
household
names. You
could name
30 teams and I would have the same reaction.
They didn't have any guys around him at all. And it was like, hey, New York, big city, big pressure. Good luck. Oh, where would you come out of? BYU? Yeah, not a real known for all the pressure that comes with BYU football.
So he's going to jump to Denver? Who does he have there? Where's the upgrade as far as offensive people for him to throw the ball to?
I mean, and that's a valid point. But I would take the Broncos, like from the 2021 Jets versus the 2024 Broncos, I'll take Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, and the guys there with Javonte Williams, and a coach that's dedicated to running the ball. I'll take that over what he got thrust into in 2021. So this is just my thought, like, because Mike Rice, good friend, and I are having a little bit of a battle on X right now, formerly Twitter, about Bo Nix, because I just I'm a little uneasy still. It feels like a reach, and you know, Brock Bowers out of the tight end position. There's enough evidence that he is going to translate to the NFL a lot easier. It's easier to be to translate from being a great tight end in college football to being a great tight end in the NFL. It's the same thing. Yeah, the guys are a little bit bigger, stronger, faster. But Brock Bowers dominated in such a high level that I think he's going to be a stud for the Raiders. I was so sad to see that they scooped him up because he's going to be a problem in my mind. So I think I would have preferred them to take Brock Bowers there, roll with Zach Wilson, because what's the worst that happens? You're bad this year? You're going to be bad this year either way. So you're bad this year. You have this stud of a tight end. You go into next year, and you've got a top draft pick to go get a quarterback. Now,
we know who's going to be there next year.
That's the one thing that makes me like Bo Nix.
It's a crapshoot every year.
Is that it probably would have been Shedeur Sanders.
So you pass up a chance to bank on in the future, you're going to have another chance.
Yeah.
Why?
Or
why not?
Or,
why not take your chance?
Because it's 1 year. I mean, it's just 1 year. You're not going to compete this year. So if you roll with Zach Wilson, there's still a chance. Maybe it's a slim one. Maybe this is a dumb reality I'm living in. But there's a chance Zach Wilson plays well enough that you say, okay, let's sign him to another short-term deal and see what he's got. If Zach Wilson's a starter, he plays well enough to at that point, then you use your draft pick to get another piece around him. But Zach Wilson's horrible. Broncos are horrible. Not going anywhere. Then you go get a quarterback. You have a chance where you can continue to add playmakers to this team and then address the quarterback situation next year.
You have a guy that every NFL team had the opportunity to pick up and didn't in Zach Wilson. Yet the Broncos are going to
trade for him.
Huh? I know, but everybody else had an opportunity to try to get him.
Yeah, but not all of those teams. Like, you look at every team that is in need of a quarterback, they were in the top five, other than Minnesota. Like, teams that were had question marks at the quarterback position going into last year were horrible. That's why you saw so many of them go so early. Minnesota, of course, loses Kirk Cousins, so there's an exception of a team that was drafting that middle of the round because they lost their quarterback. That was why that team needed it. But not everybody needed an answer at quarterback that was drafting in those middle rounds. The Broncos are the rare exception because they cut bait with Russell Wilson. So that's why they go out and get Zach Wilson. I think that would have been the better way to go because you have an opportunity for Zach Wilson to prove it one way or the other. If he's a bust, he's a bust.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
I can't hear
yourself?
I haven't heard an argument that you've made that has changed my mind on it.
30-something quarterback rating.
Right.
Zach Wilson.
Right. And maybe he would
many
have been
many opportunities to come in and do something for the Jets. All they needed was a body who could complete some passes, and he couldn't do that. The guy proved that he sucked, and I don't know why you would make the move to grab him. We just learned from that. You've got to. What's more likely that everybody's wrong about Zach Wilson, but the Broncos see something and they're going to turn him into it, or that Bo Nix comes in and actually has it figured out and can make a difference as a rookie?
I think they're both 50-50. In my mind, they're both 50-50.
What makes more sense to take the chance on?
For me, Zach Wilson.
Why?
Because you're getting what is going to be a certified, bona fide superstar in Brock Bowers. You could have done that at 12.
That's a crapshoot, too, though.
I don't think it
Everybody
is.
Everybody is.
I don't think with Brock
what if
Bowers
he gets
it is.
Hurt surfing this summer.
Well, then don't go surfing Brock Bowers.
That would be a good idea, but you never know.
He'd
get so excited about being a Bronco. He goes skiing, gets hurt, boom, career's over, it's done. All that, and you could have had Bo Nix.
You could have had Bo Nix in the 20s. Sport text again. Here's why to be all in on Denver's draft pick. Bronco starts with a B and ends with an O. Enough said. So does Bo, in case you were wondering, is the point he's making
that
there.
Is it? No, I got it.
That's something. Eastside Chris. Good morning, Eastside Chris. Haven't heard from you in a while. I'm thinking Raiders taking Brock at 13 right behind us will be another tight end issue, both offensively and defensively, the next 5 years. Denver tight end production dead last in 2023.
Can I ask this? Who's going to throw it to him at the Raiders?
Aiden O'Connell.
Okay,
I'd rather be the Raiders right now today than the Broncos.
To have a tight end and no quarterback.
To have a chance that the young guy develops into something, now that you've got your head coach, that the young guy in Aiden O'Connell, who has shown flashes, gets a chance now with Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers. Roll with that, and then if you're bad, guess what, Brian? You get another top 10 draft pick. Next year, you can go and get your guy. That's what I'm saying. I think the Raiders and the Broncos were in similar spots. I like what the Raiders did. I do. And it pains me to say that. I like Bo Nix. I don't want to get this misconstrued. I really like Bo Nix.
Then
that
why
was
are
the
you
guy
complaining about?
Because they reached at 12. They reached at 12. The Broncos
you're
had
just
enough.
Saying that they should have waited, and if their pick was like at 18 or 20, then it's fine. You could take him. But because they took him there, this is a dumb pick?
Correct.
That's dumb.
No, it's not. That's a reach. There's so much more value out there.
How is that the less of a reach than when it's later?
The number one defensive prospect is still out there. The number one defensive prospect still out there. The number one tight end still there. It's all still there. They reached at the position. They reached at number 12. I'm happy with that pick because he's...
You know what happens when you reach? You grab something.
Maybe. Or it's out of reach. And then you whiff on it.
A lot of times it's right in your hands and you fumble it. So what the hell's the difference?
Texter here trying making your point. Who's going to throw the ball to Bowers? Knicks will be good. Trust in Sean. I get it. I don't like me right now either. And that's fine. Because I have been the biggest Sean Payton advocate out of everybody here at the station. I was so excited when they hired Sean Payton. And I do trust him. And I think Bo Nix can be okay. I just think... They reached at 12 for a quarterback they could have got later on, and I get it. If you feel that's the guy, you go get him. Texter here, 970, last two, 9205.
Are you happy?
Hey, Tanner.
Are you a happy guy?
Take a pill and chill.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. And I'm going to just start doing that.
You're going to start roofing
putting
me?
Putting chill pills in, yes. I am going to put chill pills into your coffee.
I know we don't have a great HR department, but I feel like that should be something.
I'm saying it right here. Havila, Andy, Havila will be here in a bit, and she'll tell me don't talk to the cops, and I won't. And when they come to me and say what happened to Tanner, I'm going to say I have no idea.
This feels like a confession that you just made. I'm just not.
You need some joy in your life.
Sold. Sold on Bo Nix at 12. I'm just not. When you had a guy like Brock Bowers, and again, like to that texter, you said Chris's point, the tight end production was dead last for the Denver Broncos last year. When's the last time we've had a solid tight end? A solid one. I'm not even asking for an elite one. And what always kills the Denver Broncos? It's the tight freaking end every single
time.
Could
we run an offense that uses them?
That would be.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for you to build up stats when there ain't a damn play called that involves the position. That is not the player's fault.
It is kind of the player's fault.
No, it's not.
Who's the tight end for the Broncos right now?
I don't even know.
Me either.
Okay.
It could have been Brock Bowers. Texter, it's going
to be another year of not knowing my tight end, but I'd like to get to know my quarterback.
It's going to pain me for you to be wrong as well. It's, I'm not sold. I'm not saying...
It's been very obvious.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just... let's see here. Smitty on X. Let's assume Wilson starts and looks good in the first half of the season, and Nix looks ready, whatever that looks like. Trade the Cougar Hunter. Slide Nix in as a starter, and sit him as now your cheap backup. Maybe? And yeah, that is one way to suffice that. But because we agree, Zach Wilson's probably going to be the starter going into next year. What if he looks awesome? What do you do with Bo Nix?
I have not said that I think he's going to be the starter.
He's probably going to be the starter.
I disagree.
Who you think it's going to be Stidham still?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think Stidham's going to be on the roster.
Yeah, that just came to you.
Yeah, because of Brady.
Yes, thanks, I know Brady. That.
I think Zach Wilson will be the starter. What if but like, just humor me. Play this hypothetical.
This happened like 12 hours ago.
Humor me. I know. I was awake and I just didn't get enough sleep.
It's
get
obvious.
It.
It's obvious.
I haven't had any coffee, but I'm still fired up about this.
Yeah.
If Zach Wilson starts and he's playing at an above average clip, Brian.
Yeah.
What do you do with Bo Nix? Do you just make the switch and say, we could have had some with Zach and we go with the rookie?
I don't know, Tanner.
Asking you. And I don't know either.
I guess that'd be something we'd find out. And if that's the situation, what a cool problem. Hey, we got a couple of guys here. Let's trade one and get Brock Bowers.
Let me
hey,
do the
Raiders,
reverse.
How's that Aiden O'Connell thing working out? You want this guy?
Who's the most popular guy in sports? Who's the most popular guy in sports? The backup quarterback of a bad team. Because it's always, hey, put so-and-so in. Put so-and-so in.
Why
so
does everybody seem old to you from
No, that's me, because okay. I'm guilty all of it, too. Right, okay. I'm like, pet so-and-so, and I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Let's say Bo Nix starts, okay?
You're exhausting.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bo Nix starts, he struggles,
Yes.
You're telling me that Broncos fans aren't going to be saying, put Zach Wilson in. Let's see what he's got. Put in Wilson.
Of course they are. Fans always do that, and that's why we're fans and we're not coaches.
Is it?
Because then we do that, and the guy comes in and sucks, and you go, yeah, well, we had to give him a look, you know?
Isn't that how you ruin young quarterbacks? I just, yeah.
Well, you're already worried about that we've ruined a guy who we drafted 12 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Broncos pain is a real thing.
Wow.
It's a real thing. Give us your thoughts. Text us on the J9 Agency's text line.
Wow.
888-530-0043. We're going to give you a chance to win $50 worth of free meat.
Yeah.
Thanks to D's Meats. That's something we all agree on. D's Meats
totally
is awesome.
Totally agree on that. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great pick no matter where you are in the draft order.
Correct. We'll give you a chance to win $50 worth of free meat next on Good Morning NoCo. And another thing, Bo Nix isn't even going to be able to get number 10 now. Zach Wilson already has it. My life is a confusing place. 8:29 the time. Welcome back into Good Morning NoCo. I'm Tanner Schmidt. Brian Gary, my fed-up co-host.
Yep.
Brady Hull, host of the Hull
Trying
show.
To bring some, like, a mediation here to you guys today.
Because he thinks I'm crazy.
Well, I think you're crazy.
Okay.
But you're not. The question is, did you reach for Bo Nix? Probably. But...
Yeah,
according to my sources, they were worried that somebody was the idea of trading back. You're not going to trade back 2-3 spots. You're going to trade back like 6-7-8 spots. They somewhere along the line, they were worried that he would be gone in those next 8 spots. And that was their guy. That's who they wanted. If they couldn't get JJ, if they couldn't get Jaden Daniels, that was the guy they wanted.
Got to have to just trust in Sean Payton right now.
Yeah.
And trust in D's Meats to deliver fine quality pork to you, Brian.
This is something we agree on. D's Meats, slap their meat on your grill. It'll improve your grill and improve your meal.
Yeah.
I mean, big time. D's Meats are fantastic. Love the idea, this barn-to-door idea of, you know, that they bring the meat to you. In a fantasy world that I used to live in, it was this magical world where I'd go, boy, I could go for some delicious ham delivered to me right now, and I would make a phone call on that ham. And then I woke up one day, and D's Meats were delivered by angels.
Yes,
yes,
were.
Absolutely.
Right to us here. Or Brady reaching out and negotiating
or talking to them, whatever it took.
Let's do it.
I knew an angel was involved, Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
<That's>
yes. Let's do this. So your chance, $50 worth of free meat.
Absolutely.
D's Meats, Colorado.com. That's D's Meats, Colorado.com. By the way, if you're not the winner today, because if you've won in the last 60 days, you can't win again. But you can go to dsmeetscolorado.com, use code KFK, and get 25% off just by doing that. You don't even have to be the winner today.
Yes.
But, all right, Brady Hull is going to be a guest celebrity spinner on the Wheel of Meat today.
It's exciting for me.
And it's a big deal.
I'm pumped.
You are the
I've never been asked.
I think you're only the second person.
I always linger right around the time you guys are doing this.
And then we've noticed.
You never say, hey, come in and be the guest spinner.
Well, today is that day.
Yay. I made it.
What number are we looking for
golly,
here? $50 worth of free meat.
I mean, let's go caller number 10.
Caller number 10.
Bo Nix. Bo Nix coverage.
Zach Wilson. That's his number.
Caller 10.
Caller number 10, 970-353-1310. Can't have won in the last 60 days. That's the only thing. If you are caller number 10 right now, you get $50 worth of free meat, whatever the wheel lands on, delivered to your doorstep. 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. That's the Clearwater Products hotline. Wheel looks great. We're going to see how Brady spins it today. Don't mess it up. Big moment coming for you. Big moment out there to win $50 worth of free meat. If you're caller number 10 right now, 970-353-1310. That's our Clearwater Products hotline. We'll come back and Brady will spin the wheel of meat next. Oh, the favorite segment of mine all week long. Because, listen, I'm a generous guy. I give back. I do, and it feeds me. And I said, you know what? That feeling feeds me. How about we feed Northern Colorado? And thus, this little game came
Who
along.
Who in the hell are you?
I don't know. It's Hoodie Tanner today.
That's just,
Hoodie
Tanner. I don't know.
Hoodie Tanner is different Tanner.
Dark Tanner.
Yeah.
I just said how generous of a guy I am.
Yeah, but
it came off a little creepy. It's
yeah, a
like
little
when
bit.
The Joker says, come on in.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right, Brady Hull in here. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, and it's time to play Wheel of Me. Let's give away some meat.
Little pig, let me in.
We got a great looking wheel today, too, Brian.
It really is. I mean, it always is fantastic. All the meats are incredible.
I believe those pigs would prefer their privacy.
Can't go wrong with no matter where it lands.
They call me Mr. Pig!
All right, it is time for Northern Colorado's favorite radio game show. It is the Wheel of Meat, brought to you by D's Meats.
D's
Slap
Meats.
Their meat on your grill. Our contestant today is Rick from Johnstown. Rick, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. What are you up to today, Rick?
Oh, working on mowers and practicing my profanity.
Okay, hey, let's put that practicing of profanity on pause while you're on with us. All right, can we do that, Rick?
Okay.
All right.
I love it, Rick. All right, we are going to play for $50 worth of meat. You are guaranteed $50 worth of meat from D's Meats delivered to your door. All you've got to do is determine which cut of meat you're going to get by spinning the wheel of meat. Now, there are six spaces on the wheel, and I'll tell you what's on each one, Rick. We are doing duos today. All right, we are doing duos on the Wheel of Meat. For instance, first off, we have Bacon and Lacey. We have, in celebration of the Nuggets, the Porker and Bratz Murray.
Nice.
All right, that's kind of for the Joker and Murray. Get that? Okay. We have Simon
and... You have to explain it. It's bad.
I do. Shut up. We also have Simon and Pork Knuckles. We have Buttman and Ribs, which is pork butts and some ribs. We have Ham and Shay.
Nice. That's your best one.
And we have Chops, Steaks, Nash, and Young. All right? So this is all on you, Rick.
Rick, do you have any idea what the hell's on the wheel?
No, not really. Apparently, the wine tasting started early.
Well, Rick, it's a very special day, too, because the one and only Brady Hull of the Hull Show is going to be spinning the wheel. I'm stepping aside. I hope he doesn't do it too well because he could have my job. So, Rick, when you're ready, you go ahead and tell Brady to spin this wheel, and we'll see what you're winning.
Spin it, Brady.
All right. What do I do? I just spin it?
Just
do I say it. Something?
Okay, no, no, take two now. Yeah, you just literally...
Just go, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I should have explained this. So once Rick says, spin it,
Brady. Right, and then I spin it.
Then you spin it.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Rick, try it again. Take two. Ready? Go.
Spin it, Brady.
All right. Here we go. There you go. Oh! He's amped up.
Nice job. Poor right. Rick is out there right. going, I can only hold the swearing.
We're going to go.
No,
today?
Was that Bacon and Lacey?
No, it's
still
none.
Oh, it is. You've got Chops, Steaks, Nash, and Young. Yes, you are set. You have got...
Explain to the man what that means.
You've got some pork chops. You've got some ham steaks. You are set. Oh, man, $50 worth coming your way from D's Meats. Rick, congratulations. We'll get all the info, get you all set. Thanks for spending your mornings with Good Morning NoCo, Rick.
I always do. Thank you, guys.
Take care, buddy. And thank you, D's Meats.
D's Meats.
Thank you, Brady Hull. Nice
Thanks, everybody.
Job.
Ah,
not
a little
many
nervous.
People get to do that.
No, a little nervous, but, you know, got it done.
You came That's through nice. In the clutch. You needed some clarification.
Yeah.
And I think what you didn't understand was that you had to spin the wheel.
Right.
Right.
Well,
it's
yeah.
a complicated game. D's Meats.
It's complicated.
DSMeatsColorado.com. Got a texter thinking that we're going to be called in for random drug testing.
I love that. Yeah, you guys might get asked to pee in a cup today.
DSMeatsColorado.com. That's DSMeatsColorado.com. Use code KFK to get 25% off. Am I right about Bo Nix or am I wrong? Brady Hull's going to enlighten me next, but first bottom of the hour news and weather center. I see my producer still very busy talking to Rick, so we've got some more time to talk. Live radio, man.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful thing. It is. And we do have a lot to dive into yet. I want to talk a little bit when we get a second to Honor Flight this weekend. Send off when we get a minute. I want to throw in on that,
too. Hit that in the 9 o'clock hour. I love it. All right, first, bottom of the hour, News and Weather Center.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
What I don't think, Brian, that you get, I don't think you understand it, is that the Broncos could have drafted Brock Bowers, and instead they drafted Bo Nix. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's Good Morning
NoCo. But they weren't going to let it ruin their weekend.
No. And it might ruin mine.
Weekend
at Bo's. That mic was about to fall off. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host, Brady Hull, host of The Hull Show. What was your initial reaction when they went Bo Nix?
I've said this from day one, pretty much, that I thought realistically Penix was going to be there, Bo Nix was going to be there, and Brock Bowers might be there. And I said I would be good with either one of those guys. I started to lean in on, especially with the Zach Wilson thing, it changed a little bit, but I did lean in on the it makes sense to go get Brock Bowers, who seems like more of a sure thing than Bo Nix, but I stand by it. He's one of the three guys I thought would be there. I'm good with it. I mean, there's going to be a lot of questions. Odds are one or two of these guys, these quarterbacks in the draft, are going to go on and be great. A couple are going to be okay, and a couple are going to be busts.
Yep.
And you just hope that that's not Bo Nix. It's a crapshoot. It's honestly a crapshoot. Brock Bowers could go be who's Atlanta's tight end?
Kyle Pitts.
I mean, he could go be Kyle Pitts. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Kyle Pitts now that he has 87 quarterbacks throwing to him now.
Probably mismanaged.
But that could very well happen, too. I believe the draft is a crapshoot. I really stand by that. All of these players are great. They were all great.
Yeah.
And some of them are projected to be amazing superstars, and then it doesn't work out that way. A lot of other guys are projected to just kind of be guys, and then they turn out to be studs. So I'm good with it right now.
Texter here, Sean Payton is putting the pieces together and is starting with quarterback, building for the future. Brian's with me. Are you with him on that?
Yes.
The only thing that is making me okay with this pick is Sean Payton. Sean Payton, love him, hate him, whatever. He knows quarterbacks. And this must have been his guy.
Does he?
He knew a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I have trouble saying that. I mean, I do. I know he did. He had great success with Drew Brees. He had great success. But we haven't – there isn't enough book written of him with somebody other than Drew Brees.
Drew Brees –
For me to anoint
that. A lot of people had closed the book on Drew Brees when he was done in San Diego, right? I mean,
I don't think so. He was a solid quarterback.
Solid. And Drew in that offense took him to be elite. And I think, excuse me, Sean in that offense took him to
so
be
he
elite.
Took a solid quarterback, made him elite. Right now he's going to take virtually nothing in the league to hopefully elite.
I hope he can. I hope you're right in that he is that. I'm just saying I haven't seen enough of him doing that more.
Which is kind of a good thing that he never had to, because it was never like he had any issues with Drew Brees.
It was one of those rare situations like we see with Reed and Mahomes where you crave that. And I hope that what we get is the next coming of that, the next Brees and Peyton is Nix and Peyton. I would love that to happen.
Yeah, Brady, I know you were listening in this morning. I know your thoughts on, right, you know my thoughts. I think you take Bowers at 12, and if you can, if he's still there, try and get Nix late in the round. Maybe he's not there. And so you just move forward with Bowers. You see if you can
take Nix later in what round?
In the first. So you move back up to the first round.
But you said take Bowers at 12.
Yeah, take Bowers have any at 12. Other. Right. You've got enough ammunition. They could have got into the late round of that draft had Nix slid down in there.
I don't think so.
Whether it was a second.
Sean Payton
next
said
year,
today he didn't feel comfortable trading back for a couple of six rounders. That's what he said. He wasn't getting any kind of... He said, hey, we didn't want to screw around. We didn't want to screw around with this thing.
Right. So if it was going to be a couple of six rounders, you'd be willing to give up a couple of six rounders to get back in there had somebody bid on that. So let's say, okay,
I don't think it's as easy for them to get into back into the first as you're saying. I think if they took something at 12, that they were done for the day.
I don't know. Maybe that's the case. So let's say they go Bowers. You try and see if you can revitalize Zach Wilson's career. And you roll with it, and if it goes horribly wrong, because the Broncos aren't going to be in the playoffs next year, mm-hmm. even if Bo Nix is the starter, if it goes horribly wrong, uh-huh. you get a chance to draft at a higher position possibly next year. You can get a quarterback.
Shador Sanders least, would be your quarterback.
That then. At least has Brock Bowers.
You should be happy about this because you're not into the Sanders thing. If you tank next year and Zach Wilson's the guy and you don't have a prospect, then you have to take a quarterback. And that would be Shador Sanders. Welcome to the prime experience in Denver. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, but that's right. what you're going to get. You tweet one thing about the Broncos, here comes the prime fans and all that. So I'm personally looking at it going, ooh, the Buff stuff is kind of weird nowadays. You bring that over to the Broncos, and that's going to be very interesting. So this ensures that no matter what happens this season, the Broncos will not be drafting a quarterback for the next at least 3 or 4 years, at least in the first round.
Well, and I think that's the
unless Atlanta's GM too. Yeah.
That was weird, man.
Terrible.
Well, and the GM, did you see the clip? It's like he was explaining to Arthur Blank. Like, it wasn't high fives, oh, this is awesome. It was like he was explaining his thought process.
Kirk Cousins said he wanted to go to a team that valued him the most, not just on the money side, but valued him as a player. What does that show you? You just I'm going to draft your replacement. I'm not going to give you a weapon or an offensive lineman to protect you. I'm just going to draft a guy to sit back and put pressure on you.
There's no way that makes sense in any way to me at all.
And that was the biggest shock of the draft.
Oh, yeah. I could not believe it when that name popped up. The fact that they didn't tell him about it until they were on the clock, that's insane to me. You just gave the dude $180 million.
Is there something lurking physically about Kirk Cousins and healing from this injury that maybe they see and know that isn't out there for the rest of us to see?
Why'd you give him $180 million?
Well, they may not. Look, it happened to us with Chris Bryant. It's happened, it's happened with teams before where they bring somebody in and then it turns out that there wasn't. Maybe there isn't the immense confidence that Kirk is going to heal from that. Then why would you give him the $100 million?
Yeah.
Still, lots of questions there, but that could be what comes into play in their mindset. But it's a bad move all the way around because they felt and everyone said they were just a quarterback away.
Yeah. Who's the starter on day one, Brady?
For who?
For the Denver Broncos.
Today, I would imagine it's Zach Wilson. That's where I would go.
I'd go with Stidham.
Yeah,
I'd go with Benucci. DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci.
Tony Cannoli.
I don't know how many guys are going to keep on. Stidham could get cut. Wilson could potentially get cut, too.
Right.
But I think you got to be careful here because the big thing about Zach Wilson now is, hey, the Jets probably threw him in too fast. We could argue about Zach all day, but maybe the Jets threw him in there too fast. You don't want to do that with Bo Nix.
Yeah, I agree. Let him sit for a while. I cannot wait to listen to the whole show today. You'll have a full breakdown of this, Brady. Cannot wait. Quickly, though, nobody else noticed that they did away with the NFL draft selection when the pick was in?
Like the music?
Yeah, the music.
I heard the tones. I didn't reply to that because I thought you were in space watching the game or the draft.
I was not. I was, kind of. And the Amish country was where I was
you
at.
The tones? You didn't hear the tones?
No, they didn't because they didn't play it. They didn't.
Where did you watch it on? Did you watch it on
NFL Network?
Network, yeah. I watched it on ESPN and heard it.
I heard him.
Whatever it is.
No. My wife was very bummed out about that. That's the only reason I noticed it. Right. Whole show coming up 11 to 2 today.
Let her change channels, for God's sake.
Maybe no. NFL. Maybe ESPN owns the rights to that.
Maybe.
Tone, I don't know.
Check out the whole show today. Anybody joining you today?
We're trying to work on get our Broncos insider on Zach Stevens. I'm going to bring my old friend Ellison Hubbard on the show. Nice. He is diehard Atlanta Falcons fan, so I'm going to get his thoughts because he's there in Georgia, so he's kind of getting the feel for how Falcons fans are feeling about that. So we're excited about that.
That'll be good. All right, whole show 11 to 2 today. That's Brady Hall, 8:55 the time. Let's go to the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick. All All right, 8:58, the time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Wine at 9. I had promised Havla Moscato. I forgot to get it from the liquor store. So we're going to see what Cody Wilson brought in. He's bringing the wine today, so hopefully he knows a little bit about the wine. I don't know if he will or not. He looks very unfazed with life right now. Still got the shades on. We'll also learn what the weather's going to do this weekend. Of course, expected to get a couple of inches of rain. Micah Kilpatrick, the Broncos fanboy, standing there. You can't help but wonder, Brian, what his thoughts are on Bo Nix being drafted at 12. He's a big Washington fan as well.
Well, we'll get Havala's thoughts on that,
yeah,
too.
We'll get that as well.
Didn't you try to do that last night?
I did, and I was greeted with three dots.
Yes. Are we excited? Thumbs up, Micah. Thumbs down, Bo Nix at 12. Medium thumb. That's right where I'm at as well. Level. Middle of the road. Right there. Wine at 9 coming up next. We'll learn what the weather's going to do. It's Good Morning NoCo. We're presented by Air Solutions right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.